he gets bored.
Yeah, boredom can be a big issue, but then you have to look at it. Is this, are you really going to find someone who is that supportive and caring all the time in the future? Probably not. You've heard my theory on that.
Yeah.
When you're eight, you know, there's a comedian. Her name is Tracy, and she's from Canada. And she did this whole big thing, and she said, you know, she was like, if I had the phone numbers of some of the men that I dated and threw away like tissues in the garbage can, she goes, you get in your mid-30s, and you want to go dig back in the garbage can to find those tissues. Because, you know, the older you get, finding a good man, it's a rare commodity. You know what I mean? It was one of the best stand-up things that I've ever
beautiful.
Heard.
Beautiful. That's so nice.
It is the truth, though.
Yeah.
So we're asking you, what are some things you can do when you first start seeing someone to make them run for cover?
Okay, we have from Mystery SMSer that ends in 736. Don't call for a few days and then say, sorry, I was busy. That is horrible.
That is horrible.
I hate that.
I like this one up here. It says, guys should never give a girl complete control over the relationship. It's such a turnoff. Some guys think that by letting the girl drive, he's making her happy. But to the contrary, it's frustrating because girls like a man to have control but not be controlling. So confusing.
That is so true, and that is a very fine line.
Well, it depends. Some men are more submissive, and some women are more dominating, and some men like the fact that women are in control, and some women like the fact that men are in control, and I guess it just depends on the two people.
How do you define this in control thing?
I don't know. Decision making, like, hey, where are we going to dinner tonight? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, let's go here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, some men
Shouldn't this, like, be, like, agreement? It's like, where do we go? What do you feel like doing?
Some guys are not like that, Marwa. Some guys are not like that at
all. I'm happy I've never met them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a control freak. I'll be honest. I like to make decisions.
Oh, my God. I love that one. I love that one. All right. All right. Mystery SMSer 9900 asked to meet her parents on the first date.
That's a good one to drive someone away.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Next hour, we're going to go back through your list of things that are in your book. And if you haven't checked out Marwa's book, it's absolutely amazing. It's called The Poison Tree, Planted and Grown Right Here in Egypt. And you can also read her blogs, which I spend a lot of time doing as of late. Well, not since the Olympics started.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Marwa, M-A-R-W-H-A.
Okay.
Wait a minute. M-A-R-W-A-R-A. K-H-A.com.
Here we go. Thank you.
I always spell everything. I swear, I told Zach there's something in the studio tonight. When you walk in here, it makes you stupid.
Well, I just ate your chips.
All right, you'll be stupid in about 3 minutes because we've just been like, you're over there bumping into stuff. We've been having a hard time tonight. All right, did get a request from Noha. She says, just wanted to make a request if you could play the song Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden and dedicate it to Sif. That would be great. Thanks a lot. Love ya. All right. We love you, too. And here's Savage Garden, Truly, Madly, Deeply, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Until the sky falls. More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
مسابقة ناك جديدة من نوعها. هنقول لك حاجة عن التفكير تريحك في مسابقة مرتبك في مكالمتك. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09001 26 أو ارسل رسالة فاضية على 91174. مسابقتنا من غير سحب لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقص. ومسابقتنا شهرية يعني كل شهر معانا فايز والجايزة مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09001 26 أو ارسل رسالة فاضية على 91174. سعر الرسالة جنيه.
نفسك بالك يرتاح سنتين قدام دلوقتي مع عرض نجم الشباب من فودافون. فرصة تبقى من أصحاب الموبايلات. اختار موبايل فودافون أبيض وسود ب 165 جنيه أو ألوان ب 189 جنيه. مش بس كده، معاهم خط فودافون بنمرة 010 و10 رسائل ببلاش. السعر شامل ضريبة المبيعات. واللي يريح بالك عرض نجم الشباب بضمان سنتين من فودافون. فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
كايروس نمبر 1 هيت ميوزك ستيشن 104.2 Nile FM. Now, After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Coming up this hour, we'll continue our topic of how to lose a guy in 10 days. What are some things you could do to make a man or woman run away when you first start seeing them? 6163 Country Fans, some Brooks and Dunn's on the way. Here's the Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel on Cairo's number one.
Thank you.
Nothing about you right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. I always get a lot of country requests, and so I have to appease the country crowd. What do you think, Marwa?
I love country music.
I do, too.
And I loved that one. The lyrics were amazing.
I think so, too. And that's the thing. I don't not only listen to the melody of a song, but I listen to the lyrics. That's just the type of person I am. So most of the time when I like a song, it's because of lyrics that are actually in the song, not just because of the melody. I listen to the lyrics and what they mean, and I'm one of those deep music... Well, I was a music minor, so...
Yeah.
I appreciate all music, I guess.
You promised to sing for me once.
I will. You'll have to come out and hear me sing one night. It's 11:09 across Cairo. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Erin. In the studio with me, Marwa Raka, relationship guru, also author of The Poison Tree, Planted and Grown in Egypt. It's an amazing book if you haven't checked it out. And we're talking about how to lose a guy or girl in 10 days. Behaviors that you may have or have experienced when you first start seeing someone that make them run for cover. And a lot of great SMS messages tonight. Why don't you read some of them out?
That's amazing. Okay, before I go on with that, I have an emergency SMS, okay. Another one. Please read it now. Ahmed, you can't keep using my love till the end of time and hurting and dumping me every now and then whenever you freak out. I think the rest of this is I'm walking away. This is from
there's
SMS.
There's no 166 up there?
No. Well, there's a continuation, but not of this one.
Oh, okay.
So it ends in 6166. Ahmed, if you know anybody with that number, be warned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if we can help you out and you need to say something to someone that you couldn't normally say to them on the phone or in person, let us know about it.
Yeah.
And if you have love requests or love dedications, get them in at 6163 as well. Okay.
All right. Now for the SMS, and I love that one. This is from Mystery SMSer 0120. Why do 99% of Egyptian girls only think about marriage? It freaks out any guy at the beginning of a relationship.
It's not just Egyptian women. It's women all over the world.
You know what? I cannot tell you how many times I have heard this. And from my guy friends, they would just come and say, like, I just met her and she says, my mom likes you. Or she would say, I really want to have a baby. Or she would cry just at the sight of a baby. And that freaks the guy out. It's like we're still getting to know one another. And we've done the dating phases before and the phases of attraction before. That stuff. All right, what else do we have? All right, Ahmed Atif, he is saying, I'm yours. Sorry for the fighting and the pain I've caused you.
Jason Mraz is on the way, Ahmed, so stick around for that. Down here, confidence. When a man is confident and gives a woman space to be herself, it's a sign of success. So that's a thing to keep someone around.
That is very true. Very true.
I love that one. Ask to meet her parents on
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's like freak her out completely. All right, the opposite of confidence here.
Oh, there's another one, though,
what?
Down here. It says, mm-hmm. I don't know, ask when we can get physical or say I'm so confused. Yeah, that would make someone run, I think.
That's not a good idea.
You know,
that is very, very mean. That's below the belt.
It is below the belt.
All right, Ramaz is saying that he tried to call her more than once to ask why she did so, but she never replied. She even ended it without calling or saying that it's over.
Oh, it's one of those things where you just stop calling the person.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Ramaz, yeah, she took you for granted. It's over. She's not even worth your thought. Don't think about it.
Move on. There are many fishes in the sea.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Sarah, she's saying... Sarah's one that is amazing. She's saying that most of the time they go away because they cannot understand how she is. And when she explains how she is, they don't accept it. So they leave because they cannot accept who she is.
You know what? One of these days you'll meet someone who does accept who you are, and that will be the perfect person for you. So hang in there, girl.
Yeah, and don't try to hide who you are, because you don't want a partner for the sake of having a partner. You need real partnership. So just hang on in there. Wait. Erin, you take that one.
This one really upset me, and I'm assuming this is a man, and this upsets me. It really does, because there's nothing worse than having self poor body image or not feeling good about yourself. And we've talked about this. At one point in my life, I weighed 310 pounds, which is that's big. Okay, that's B-I-G capital letters. Okay, and even since I moved to Egypt, like I've been losing a lot of weight, and it does. It helps with your self confidence. But even if you're a big person, you shouldn't feel bad about yourself. It all comes with from within. But this person on here, and this really upset me. Hi, Marwa and Erin. I want to ask you how to be social because I'm very shy and I can't start any conversation with anyone. Also, I have no confidence in myself because I'm fat. One of my girlfriends told me that all my friends are girls and they're addicted to my paintings and not for my personality. you know what? If somebody is even going to say something like that to you, that's supposed to be your friend, in my opinion, that people don't like you, they just like your artwork, then you know what? That's kind of harsh, and maybe you should reconsider having them as a friend, because I wouldn't say that to a friend of mine. And as far as being big, I'll tell you what. I know a lot of women that like bigger men. A lot of women like bigger men. And you know what? It's not how you look on the outside. It's how you are in the inside. And you need to tell yourself that every day.
So it's all about being confident.
You know? Confident.
You have a lot of guys or girls that you would like see and you feel like, oh, they're gorgeous. But you don't know what they see in the mirror. It's like, I know this guy and he's big. He's a very big guy. And when I look at him and I say, like, don't you want to lose some weight, even for health reasons and stuff? Then he says, why? When I look at myself, I say, God, you're cute. He says that to himself.
And that's good. You know what? Because if a person is happy with themselves, why is it anyone else's place to tell them they need to lose weight?
Exactly.
I'm serious. A week after I moved to Egypt, this irritated me like mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe. I was at a karaoke establishment, and I was walking to the bathroom, and this woman says, you are absolutely gorgeous, but you need to eat salad. This is what she told me.
No.
And I said, thank you for your concern. You can take your concern. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take your concern. Yeah.
And I said something along the lines of, you know, you don't even know me, so how would you just go out of your way to say something like that to someone? You know what I'm saying? If I'm happy with the way I am, why is it anyone else's business? You know what I mean? Keep your comments like that to yourself, because you know what? I've come to find in my life that everyone who said something hurtful to me about my weight in the past had mm-hmm. their own insecurities they were dealing with, and they found the need to put down other people to make themselves look bad.
That is very true.
Or feel better about themselves by putting someone else down. And it's a sad and it's very destructive thing. And you know what? I was irritated when she said that to me, but then I looked at her and I was like, there's the reason why. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had her own issues, obviously, mm. for her to even say something like that.
Of course.
Especially to someone you don't know. Okay, it'd be one thing if my sister was like, Aaron, you're getting kind of chubby. You need to eat some salad. But not some random person you don't know. That's just, you know, and it's just, have confidence in yourself. Tell yourself you're beautiful every day and believe it.
And it's all in the inside.
It is.
Last week I attended my cousin's wedding, mm-hmm. and she's a big girl. Uh-huh. Now my cousin is really big, and uh-huh. she's tall, she's huge. And she was wearing this beautiful wedding dress and, you know, like showing her shoulders and her arms.
Good for her.
And she was dancing to everything. She danced baladi. She danced dabka.
Wow.
Like the Lebanese dance.
Yeah.
She danced everything. I mean, like everything. And she was just all over the place. So happy, so confident. And we were just sitting there and we envied her.
And that makes her a beautiful person.
Exactly.
Because she's comfortable in her own skin.
Exactly. And her smile, this is the only thing that you could see. Her smile. Her genuine smile.
And that's the thing. Obviously, the man who married her loves her just the way she is.
Exactly. And he couldn't even dance and she was teaching him.
And that's great. That's how it should be. So to this SM, and I don't want to read out your name, but just...
Yeah, let's call him Obelisk.
And just say, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, start having confidence in yourself and you're going to start to see a change in the way your life is and the people who are around you.
Yeah. Let me tell you one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say something.
Okay.
So when you love yourself, people will love you.
You're right, Marwa. You're absolutely right.
You just have to start with loving yourself.
Stickfish says, how to lose someone in 10 days. Be concerned about money. Be stingy with money. That'll get somebody to run away.
Yeah, or be materialistic.
All right, we're going to go through your book when we come back from the commercials.
Okay.
And get in touch with us, 6163 on the SMS. What is something that a guy or a girl can do to make you run for cover? It's right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Man, every time I see you, you got a different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000-205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that, man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000-205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000-205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
And now, the new business offer. The latest business offers are out now.
Breaking news. The greatest offer in the history of business, brought to you by It's a Salon. Subscribe now to It's a Salon Business Way 200 and receive on a monthly basis 200 free minutes to any mobile. 200 free minutes to any number of your choice. 200 free minutes to call your business colleagues. 200 free SMSs. A £200 discount on Etisalat's USB modem. This, of course, is in addition to your £200 subscription value for any service of your choice. Also, ask about Business Way 35 and Business Way 100 offers.
Etisalat Business. Reach.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God forsaken right to be loved, love, love, love. Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please, don't, please, don't, please, don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
I'm yours on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Rahkhan. We're talking about how to get rid of a guy or girl in 10 days, or basically when you just first start dating, and what are some things that you can do to make them run for cover. And we need to go through the list in your book, actually. We stopped at number 3.
Yeah, okay, here's the book. All right. All right, so number 1 was like being a genie at his command or being a genie at her command. Second mistake was lies. Don't lie. Third mistake was dumping your current partner for a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fourth mistake, and that's big here.
Okay.
Resist physical intimacy. Men do not understand any of your reasons, be it feeling close and cozy, attachment and self-expression, love at first sight, genuine care, and any other reason you might have are not decodable by Tarzans. All your messages in this area would be translated into one word. Easy. Resist, resist, resist. If you're still in the beginning of the relationship, 10 days, wait. You know, just give yourself time. Give yourself time.
What about holding hands?
That's not physical intimacy.
It's physical.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, the real stuff, the big stuff.
You shouldn't go there.
The more evolved
stuff. I'm just going to say you shouldn't go there anyhow and
okay.
Leave it at that.
Fifth mistake.
Okay, moving on.
Enthusiasm. Now, it's very nice to make your partner feel that you're happy to see them and you're happy that they're calling. But too much enthusiasm, that's bad. too much excitement. That's bad. It gives out this air of desperation.
Yeah, and the first week or so, yeah, that it is does seem like you're desperate. Even if you may be excited to see them because you think they're this magnificent person, keep it to yourself.
Uh-huh. Very true. Very true. That goes for guys and girls. Sixth mistake. Generation after generation, men became immune to our natural charms, and they became allergic to pretenses. Ladies, you need to strike a balance between coming across as arrogant, fake, and conceited on the one hand, and being meek, genuine, and clumsy on the other. Now, guys, they don't like it when girls pretend. When they pretend to be someone else. When they pretend to be like divas and what have you, and playing roles and games. That's very bad. And the same thing applies for girls. They don't like a guy who's not being himself, who doesn't have the courage to be himself. Seventh mistake. Aaron, you're going to like that one.
Okay, what is it?
All right. Don't nag or plague, hunt or haunt, or stalk or chase your new Tarzan. Give him space to miss you, time to show it, and a chance to express it. Men hate leeches and any type of insect with hanging on characteristics. Ugh. And they hate whining.
I can't stand that.
And that goes both ways.
Well, and I'll admit, as women, we do tend to whine, especially when we're not feeling good or we're unhappy with the current situation. Usually it's brought on by something else, but I don't recommend that in the first 10 days. After you get to know them and they know what you're capable of, then it's okay.
They can live with it.
I know. Then they're just kind of like, okay, I love you. Yeah, you complain about, but I still love you, so it's okay.
Now, about the seventh mistake,
yeah.
I got a call from a friend of mine, Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lovely girl. And then she met this guy. And from the beginning, I told her something doesn't sound right.
Right.
He's so lovey-dovey, and he always calls, and he pops up at, you know, wherever
she
works.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
He's married?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
He's a stalker.
He's a stalker. he is a stalker. And he was just like, you know, like, for example, if she says, I can't go out today, he would cry on the phone, beg her, I need to see you. And he would have those fits and tantrums.
Emotionally unstableness.
That is horrible.
Maybe one night I will tell my stalker story on this show because it's
you
intense.
You do have a stalker?
No, I had one in Phoenix and it resulted in jail time and it seriously got that bad. And I'll share that because it's like, this is a serious thing. And I think both men and women, I mean, you saw single white female.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women can both go through it. I'm going to have to share it on the show one night just so people can hear my crazy reality.
All right. Eighth mistake. Men are not fond of shadows. Shadows can give them a heart attack or an urge to run. Calling him the first thing in the morning, on the way to work, when you reach work, midday, midnoon, midnight is bad. Showing up at his doorstep anytime and all the time is not good either. Avoid the classic mistake of being a thing in his car or a thing in his house or a thing in his life. That is horrible. Remember, Aaron, when we did the nice guy episode?
Yeah.
That is a typical mistake that the nice guy does. He turns himself into a thing in her life. Ninth mistake.
Yep, ninth. We got, what, two more to go? This one and the next
nine
one?
Nine and ten.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's not my boyfriend yet. Read it. Write it and use it every time you feel jealous, possessive, or inquisitive. He is still a free man, and so are you. He owes you nothing, and neither do you.
Well, a lot of people think just because they're dating someone, that's the person that they're, what's the word I'm looking for? Exclusive to.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the case. Did they come to you and say, do you want to be exclusive, or do you want to be my girlfriend, or do you want to be my boyfriend? So...
Yeah. It's like, why would you assume? It's like the fact that you've been out 3 times, 4 times, 5 times does not make you exclusive, does not make you girlfriend and boyfriend.
Not until you set the ground rules.
Exactly. Final mistake.
Yeah?
And this is for Stickfish.
Okay.
Madonna's material girl is out of fashion. Tarzans do not like Janes, who love their car, villa, and bank accounts. They abhor being treated as packages of assorted goodies. So if you fail to like your man for who he is, not for what he stands for, then walk away while you still can. Tarzan will spare no effort to humiliate you as a punishment for such a grave offense against his mighty self. Love a man for who he is, not for what he has to offer you in terms of financial stuff.
What he can buy you.
Yeah.
All right, get in touch, 6163. What are some things you have experienced or things that you think would drive somebody away after you just like the movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Did you show up at their poker party and give them cucumber sandwiches and throw their pizza away? Did you buy them a dog and dress it up in the same outfit? I mean, just weird things happen when you start dating someone, and we want to hear all about it. Before we get to commercials, this is the chance for you to win a 500 LE gift voucher. And before I explain this, I need to apologize to a few people. There was a big misunderstanding with this whole process. If you did win a gift certificate to Adela Shack, someone will be getting in touch with you, so please be patient. I'm doing my best to work on the whole situation. Okay, here's the deal. I have a 500 LE voucher up for grabs tonight. Ladies, if you're between 18 and 35 or a woman who feels between 18 and 35, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for at Adela Shack. They blend modern, vintage, fashionable styles ranging from uptown to whimsy to stylish career girl. They're located at 1290 Seed, which is Shooting Club Drive. They're open until midnight, 7 days a week. They're a true fashion authority in Egypt. For those of you who listen to After Dark, you know the routine. Pick one artist, two love songs from that artist. Send it in to 6163. If I choose your songs to close out the program tonight, you will win that 500 LE voucher. One artist, two love songs from that artist. Send it in to 6163. Here's music from LL Cool J featuring Boyz II Men. It's called Hey Lover, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nal FM.
I've been watching you for as long as I can remember.
Call him at the Rutgers, yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling, a coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs, goddamn, they look so soft. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition. You only knew him 5 months,
that's right.
Besides he drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey love. Every day, your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't wanna violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body while I'm stuck with girl all night. I wonder one day could it be simple dreams could turn into reality. Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. But your man get his hustle on, got your type scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. That seems to be enough to satisfy your needs. But there's a deeper level if you follow our lead.
Hey love.
At the mall, standing at the payphone, about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands. We talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor. I kissed you softly and you yearned for more. Experience pleasure unparalleled. Into an ocean of love we both fell. Swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss.
fantasies interchanging with each kiss. Undying passion unites our souls. Together we swim until the point of no control. But it's a fantasy, it won't come true. We never even spoke and your man Sway love you. So I'ma keep all these feelings inside.
That's right.
Keep my dreams alive until the right time.
عربية جديدة؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. مسابقتنا من غير سحب لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقط. ودلوقتي عيد معنا بعربية موديل 2008 ب60,000 جنيه. جاوب على الأسئلة العامة وجمع النقط. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. معانا هتقضي أحلى الأوقات وهتعيد بأحلى العربيات.
لما الحر يهجم الكل حران وزهقان.
حاسب
وسع
اديني بق مية
سيبيلي حتة الضلة دي.
لما كرافت يهجم الحر ملوش مكان.
احنا في يناير ولا في أغسطس؟
تكييف كرافت الأول في الخليج من بيتك. لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل على 1962 كرافت قاهر الحرارة.
Michael Jackson with Butterflies right here on Kyra's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. Before we dive right into this last thing, need to tell everyone, if you want to win a 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack, they're an established brand of women's clothing right here in Egypt. I'm watching you shiver over there.
I am shivering. It is so cold in here. Finish.
Okay. You're like, get the show over with. I'm frozen.
Finish.
I need a heater. Ladies, if you're between 18 and 35 or a woman who feels between 18 and 35, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for at Adela Shack. They're located at 12 Ned UC. They're open till midnight 7 days a week. It's also known as Shooting Club Drive. It's in Mohandasene. And they just have amazing, beautiful clothing. What I'm asking you tonight is to pick one artist that you love, two love songs from that artist. Send it in to 6163. If I choose it to close out the show tonight, you will win that 500 LE voucher. It's that easy. It is 11:47 across Cairo. Marwa's freezing. Okay.
Read the email.
Okay. I got an email. I talked to this girl on the phone, and she's very sweet, and she's very confused. She says, "Dear Aaron, as prior to our phone call, I hope you bring up this topic on the show. My whole case starts when my best friend of 4 years confessed that he's in love with me. The case is that I'm not able to know or figure out how I should treat him. I don't want to confuse him or anything, so the only chance I was left with is to just back off and stop talking to him, at least for some time until I figure this all out. The problem is, at the same time, I had some feelings for a guy that was totally stupid and selfish. Anyways, we had this fight, and we just stopped talking. I'm now left with this feeling that I left my best friend for this selfish guy, and now I'm all alone without my best friend, who is the most caring and loving person I ever met. I feel worried that I lost him."
Okay. Z, here is what I'm going to tell you. We need to separate the two issues. There is the issue of your best friend, and there is the issue of the selfish guy. Let's address the best friend first. Now, he's a good guy. You've been friends for 4 years, and you're very close. You don't just throw that away. You just need to sit and talk to your friend. You need to ask him why. Maybe he's rebounding. Maybe he's just lonely. Maybe he's desperate. Maybe he misunderstood something that you've done. You just need to talk to your best friend. Now, he said, "I love you." You don't just vanish. You just sit and talk it more and give him time to get over it. Just be there. Because a lot of people, this happens a lot. You know, you get really close and you think that you're in love with your best friend when it's not really love. So I would say that you need to talk to your best friend. Don't shut him out. I don't know, just invest in this relationship more, because it's a lot of good things, and don't just waste it. So that's the issue of the best friend. You tell him that you like him as a friend, that you love him, that you care about him, that you will always be there for him, but you don't just walk away from the whole friendship thing. So this is the first issue. Now, for the selfish, stupid guy, I am happy that you've realized that he's a selfish, stupid guy. And I'm happy that you've realized that you need to end that. So now that this is over, you have your best friend to lean on. He's someone who will never judge you. He will never point out your mistakes. And he will always be there for you. So no need to isolate yourself. No need at all. Just move on in terms of love and romance. And hold on to your best friend. You don't find a best friend every day.
No, you don't. And I don't know. They're just really hard to come by.
Yeah.
Do you think, Marwa, just from your expertise, do you think that he could get over being almost rejected in that manner?
Well, here's the thing. You just need to apologize for rejecting him like that. You just need to explain that you were surprised. He needs to know that you care and that you're willing to stay close until this phase is over. You don't just leave your best friend like that. And you need to, like, be there until he's over that feeling of loving you. And from what I've seen, and I don't mean to jinx that, Z, but most of the time, by the time he's over you, you would be so much into him.